Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Hey, kimatata. All right, let's see the WhatsApps that have come through. Thank you so much. Komama wa Jesu. Komama wa Jesu. Uringmo arutwe.
Ang dumelang dumelang bana be sho koma na kopolo kwa kopogom kopo malebogo
aga
kinaka o lahlela thware logonyana nke ke bolele faka o lack of honesty re lebeletse ke fela ke kwa segwa sere honesty is the best policy a se gore motho mongwe ke theleditse ke lebelong ka thushega le khono le gore benka misa di policy cha maybe policy ya kereke benka misa policy ya moshumong benka misa di policy cha le facility le re di a re busha di policy tse di be di ka no ba ona mara at least ka gona go ba honest then ke tla ba ke tswere an honest policy tobela
aha semre he ke le honest ke tla be ke tswere a policy a long hori ilukile. Good evening, Bapfundisi Bami. Thank you for this topic on honesty. I'm listening attentively and learning a lot. Keep up the good work. Samge Blose in Port Shepston, KZN. M. Twalume. Esh. Yeah. No, siyabonga kakhulu. Siyabonga. Inkosi kubuse. Ngendlela eyisimanga. We're talking about honesty. What it is even all about. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. And we are keen to hear from you as to what you make of it.
Read the word for today wherever you are. Download our app now and read our daily devotionals anywhere, anytime. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Good evening,
my brothers Sipo and Jablani and all the Radio Pulpit listeners, a good example of honest people in 2 Kings chapter 12, verse 11 to 15. But I will read verse 11 and 15 only. Then they gave the money which had been apportioned into the hands of those who did the work, who had the oversight of the house of the Lord. And they paid it out to the carpenters and builders who worked on the house of the Lord. 15. Moreover, they did not require any account from the men into whose hand they delivered the money to be paid to workmen. For they dealt faithfully. They acted with complete honesty. Sidinga ke abantu abathembekileke njengalaba hayi ke laba bantu ke basebethole amathenda bangabhadari ke abasebenzi ngendlela ke efanele bathenge ke imoto amarock bathenge nje amavrupa ngeemali zamathenda kodwa ke bangakhokheli ke abasebenzi bangathengike nematerial bathenge ke amafone call ngematerial la madoda amasuperintendenti kaJoashi ebethembekile. That's the kind of people we want if we ever have building project. These are the kind of people we want in leadership, in government, community, and churches. When you are honest in every way, you are able to enjoy peace of mind and maintain self-respect. You build strength of character, which allows you to be of good service to God and others around you. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. We should practice honesty because it pleases God. As children of light, we should walk the light of faithfulness and truthfulness. kufaneleke sifaneke nalamadoda ke ebenikezwe ke umsebenzi wokwakha ke indlu kaJehova athembeka. Amen, ngibonge.
Ah, siyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga. We are talking about honesty, what honesty is all about. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Sizwe ukuthi uthini ke wena. Here's another one from Mr. Zwelabo Maziya. Uthi molo mhlekazi. This is Zwelabo Maziya. I'm listening live from Eswatini. Amazing topic. May God increase you, botata. Ah, siyambonga ophilayo. Igama lakhe uYahua Elohim.
The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, then, we are talking about honesty. What is honesty even all about? And of course, you can tell us as to how you feel about this, the very issue of honesty. And how far do we teach about this? Are we teaching quite well about honesty, or somewhere, somehow, there is a place and space where we don't tread quite well? We need to hear from you. You can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And let's hear what you say about this issue. Jabu, let me bring this to you. I'm looking at Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1. Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Elohim, but a just weight is his delight. Justice is the delight of the Most High. Honesty, honest weights, favoritisms, you know. Dishonest weights, yes. Shortchanging people, robbing people, you know. Sometimes using scripture, ukuthi abantu bakhiphe imali. It's a dishonest scale. Bathusa. Jabu.
Thank you very much, my friend. And we really thank the Lord so much for such powerful contributions, you know, even from our fellow brethren who are listening. We really appreciate. So you're touching a very important one also in the book of Proverbs 11, verse 1. A false balance, you know, is an abomination to the Lord. But a just weight is his delight.
Yeah.
You know, this, I will take it back to, as you are saying, like when we rob people, like manipulating people to support us or support our visions or schemes, you know, at the expense of God. You know, we want to build our own empires, but we find ourselves manipulating people to support those empires, you know. So that's a false balance, and which is an abomination to the Lord. So we are not fair, we are not just, we are not even, you know, like honest, and we are not dealing with the people with integrity, you know, because of we know very well our visions and schemes and motives, you know, but we present them as of God and also, you know, using the word of God. But, you know, like, how do I know that these are visions and schemes and businesses? Because, you know, like, even when it comes to the succession plans, you know, I believe that there is no one who owns the church of God.
Yeah.
It's him.
Yeah.
And his son.
Yeah.
Yahushua HaMashiach.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's why the church is called the body of Christ. And no one of us has a part in the body of Christ to say that we've got a share or an ownership. By the grace of God, by the grace of God, we find ourselves being partakers, you know, in this divine fellowship that the Lord has presented to us. But we have no ownership when it comes to, you know, his body. We own nothing. Like, I own no man. You know, I cannot credit myself for any soul that was ever brought to the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Because God used my life to speak or maybe to show the light. And therefore now I feel like I own that person or I own those families. Or
umbiza spiritual, umbiza spiritual son, and umbiza spiritual father.
Everything. One mistake, you know, I'm doomed for my life because of I've really disrespected my father or my spiritual father. So that's why, that's where I get the point of ownership from, that these are our schemes and our visions and ambitions and empires. And that's dishonesty. And that's even being unfaithful before God. That's even dealing with the flock of God unjustly so, which is against that word that you've quoted, you know, a false balance. You know, we are not being fair. You know, that's why other people really end up blaspheming at God because of how we present, you know, the word before them. You know, all our teaching, it's about, you know, like money. It's about money. I don't know how many people have spoken to me about how we speak about money. I feel ashamed, you know, and I cannot say, ah, not us, because those are the brethren that do so. So I'm part of them. It's us who do so. We speak about money. We manipulate people, you know, to give their even investments, long-term investments that they had maybe trying to build up for their children to go to school, or when they retired, where to have a decent life, but will come and use scripture to force them to go even and, you know, like do early terminations of their investment and bring to church to build our empires, you know, to support our lifestyles that are of the world, of materialism. And then we take pictures there in front of the Maserati and the Bentleys, all the beautiful cars that you see and the mansions that you see. And then we claim that we are preaching the gospel of God. That's dishonesty. That's not integrity. That's not actually even, you know, presenting the kingdom in the way that it's supposed to, you know, like that's a false balance, as the word says. Just to close, my friend, in Psalms 112, verse 5, it also says, it is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. It is well with such a man who deals generously and lends. You know, actually, the kingdom of God is about, you know, spreading the message of the love of God, which is giving, because he gave. The word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave. The first mind that we have as brethren is to give instead of taking, instead of, like, you know, expecting that it be given to us, you know. So better is a man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. So that's honesty. That's integrity. And God delights, you know, when our lives are like that. He delights in our ministry. He delights, you know, in our journey with him. He delights in our affairs, in our fellowships, you know. But when we are dishonest and we manipulate people and we twist scripture and we create, like, empires and amass followings, you know, just at the expense of his gospel, we are indeed dishonest.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. What is dishonesty even all about? When we look at ourselves these days, can we say without a doubt that we understand what honesty is? Or we had gone on to actually embrace something else other than honesty? Have we gone on to embrace something else other than honesty? And may the Father help us. We're taking your call. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother, Brother Ray.
Hey, Putwami.
I call, well, Tandi Banja, a little bit, Mukubi Vangeli, Brother Ray. We tell him, Pumalapa, what I am, and I need a car, and I need a la.
Yeah. Abanye pirate winile umuntu lovile esontweni ngoba uya celebrate naba badla inyama yengulube lapha. abanye bayakhala ngoba badliwe 2-0 thina noma sikuphi whether in season and out of season asina chance baba asina chance
yeah
senza umsebenzi
yeah bawenze ivangeli liqhubeke
hallelujah
eh ngibulise kubandla lika ngikhala ngo Pastor Motha ngize no uphatha khathe no Pastor JD Dominic
awuzweke
amen
this honesty brother Ray yazi sikhuluma sithembise ngento ethize yethe kepha bese senza iopposition yaleyo nto
sho
and siyathanda ukwahlulela abanye abantu baye kepha thina singenzi kahle ngokwethu if we are honest ukuthi sazi ukuthi singabantu we have so much wrong in our lives too brother as human beings with ourselves today iningi labantu besifazane brother abasathembi abantu besilisa ngoba iningi labakhohlisa labashiya ngabantwana kodwa bese kusesemnandi bekuthi hey mama hey yena ngondethe isithombe sami hotel but naze feel umntwana hayi sigqoke ibhantshi sibaleke today lena I comment yabantu besifazane I quote bathi men are all alike you must not trust them they will hate you and take advantage of you the word of god is always correcting us ukuthi singenze kubi that day kepha thina sizolalela usathane senze okwethu sise sikhethe nevesi esoso sivikela ngayo
yeah
but man, my brothers and sisters ningakhohlwa ukuthi nami ngikumuntu wenyama negazi yeah sithanda vesi Saphila kuJesu Kristu madala masazi ukuthi God says a tree is known by its fruit. If you are honest, we will bear good fruit by the way.
Ngempela.
But if you are honest, Brother Ray will be kind and to everyone. And preach Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior to everyone, Brother Ray. Ube honest ukuthi iningi labantu lingahlali lapha elento ebumnyameni lize la kuJesu Kristu singashumayeli thina ukuzikhukhumeza lokho ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu akubusise my brother uhambe your rest my brother to God be the glory
hallelujah siyabonga kakhulu inkosi ikubusise mfowethu
thank you sir
hallelujah hallelujah we're taking your calls you can give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say about this matter. And of course, we touching base on the issue of honesty. Ubuyile Jabu, angithi?
Yes, I'm back. Thanks, my friend.
All right. Yeah. Now, let me come to you, Mfundisi Umotha. I will get to it before ngingena kuwe Mfundisi Umotha. Ngingene ke laphaya kuMfundisi Umwamba. 62 umthinta
one vision one voice one message radio pulpit 657 am and 729 cape pulpit impacting lives from Gauteng to the cape
well there is a time to search and a time to give up a time to reap and a time to sow radio pulpit wishes to be there at all times even when you just need prayer send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to
657
AM.
Ukwethembeka iloko kubaluleke kakhulu.
Yeah.
Kuba khona ukuthi insindiso ingafike emzimbeni yethu noma ingadaleke mina ilakwe ukuthi nje singathembakalanga.
Mhm.
Kunokuthi insindiso ifike mfundisi kuba iloko kuba ke kunsinisi sibe ngabantu labathembakele.
Mhm.
UJesu mayifika kuZakheyo, wajesho wakhuluma uZakheyo, wathi uma ngidla into yomuntu, ngiyomfundisela kangaka. Manje ke ukusho ukuthi ngamanye amagama uvuma icala. Ngamanye amagama uyavuma ukuthi udlile into zabantu. Manje kuku uJesu mayesezwa lamazwi la wathi insindiso ifikile la. Abraham. Kuba khona ke ukuthi libezeleke mfundisi. Manje ke kuze kwanje inyangeni kuze kuhanje kuba prophet. Ngeyonkinga nje ilako ukuthi singathambakalanga. Kana mambo bese.
Kana mambo mfundisi wami na cancer. Let me read this one. This is from Maria Ngwenya. Koko. Maria Ngwenya says, Dumela Mbaruti kopa scripture sa Mr. Bongani. The first one, Sebuanka Builders. Sebuanka Builders. Ke 2 Kings chapter 12, verse 15 in Mewaka. 2 Kings chapter 12, verse 15. It's better that I respond to you via WhatsApp so that you can see it. But it's 2 Kings... 2 Kings, that is chapter 12, verses 15. Chapter 12, verse 15. I hope utlo ikraye umme wa ka. Taba yena, morena wetse hantle hle, mme wa ka. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. And send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729, and tell us, what do you think honesty is even all about? What do you think honesty is even all about? I'm keen to hear from you as we touch on that.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. It's happening throughout up to the hour 7. Funis Mota, let me bring this to you. I'm looking at Romans chapter 12, verse 17. Romans chapter 12, verse 17 says, repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. Repay no evil for evil. All right? And it says also, have regard, Tronipa, have regard for good things in the sight of all men. Have regard for all that is good in the sight of all men. Be honest, even in the sight of all men. Ah! Ungabi nalabo abathabo abumacala wakho nenza izinto ezidishonest nini onke lapha ya namacherini impundisi mota kanel
impundisi ya hayi inzima le ndaba mfundisi repay no one for what is evil ungenze okubi ungaphindiseli futhi okubi kodwa in everything iba umuntu oneqiniso even in the sight of men even in the sight of God be the person that lead a life of honesty and for you to be able ukuthi unga repay evil with evil you need to have the fullness of the love of God within your heart. Ngokuba uNkulunkulu uluthando enothando lokwazi ukuovercome zonke izinto. The book of 1 Corinthians mfundisi chapter 13 verse 6 it says love does not delight in evil but it rejoices with the truth. With the truth even kubantu akufuneka ukuthi mangizohlangana nawe mfundisi ngebe newar ukuthi konje engalelalanga ngathi kumshayashaya uPastor Ray fanele nje ngithi noma ke kuthi uyangibuza ukuthi hey awusaphumelelanga ngalelalanga kube into eyodwa nje ngikhulumayo ukuthi ngabanjwa ngu1 no2 ngingaveli ngesinye istory kusho ukuthi ngiyakushayashaya sihlushwa ngabazalwane abathanda ukushayashaya
abomashaya
honest mfundisi abomashaya and this is a very important thing which most people take it very light and take it for granted omunye umuntu athi no into encane nje and take it athi I can just be dishonest in this kufana nokuthi umuntu you have an agreement you get into a prayer you are saying uNkulunkulu athi ngena exileni you are fasting for 5 days or whatever time that is given you but along that you dishonor and then start to be not honest and say but let me ngithathe nje iapple God understand the thing is phinde sibulale kakhulu sifike sihlushwe nalento leyo ukuthi sithi I God understand uNkulunkulu uya understand ngomuntu mose so when we speak of honest mfundisi we are speaking of a man who has renounced the hidden things of shame izinto endayo uyalahla impilo endala you renounce that and uphila impilo yobuqiniso without any deception without even distorting the word of God because kunabantu who try to twist the word of God just to suit their situation uzumzalwana athi ngani no Adam walidle apple ngani wasidle sithelo I try to justify just ukuthi as comfort for the wrong things that they are that is being dishonest mfundisi so honesty is very very critical in our walk it is actually vital in our walk with God and when we serve the Lord we must serve him with clear intention without any ulterior motives akufuneki ukuthi ngize kuwe ngathi awu umntwana kaNkuluNkulu but songahluleka nje ukunginikeza 1 2 3 I'm trying uku convince and using or blackmailing you in a way that is being dishonest that is what even it happens sometimes buze uthola ukuthi ugogo omdala azathathe imali yakho yempension yokugcina because of the flattering of words trying to distort the word of God just for me to gain whatever that I want to gain and when we serve the Lord mfundisi even in ministry even in preaching we need to preach the truth without ukuba izwi likaNkuluNkulu and without trying to please men uNkuluNkulu yakupha the message and say this is what you must say to this particular person even asemsebenzini even wherever God will tell you that you must say this but because now there is samba ofika uPastor Ray ebandleni lami bese sengiyashintsha i message and I try to please I want to say the things that people love to entertain them. And if we are not honest in preaching and we end up compromising the word of God and God is not pleased with that because of dishonesty angifuna ukuthi bangithande ngibe iphuphula ukuthi nami umfundisi bani uyayishaya are we called to please men or are we called to please God into finally sizibuza yona ukuthi in everything are we honest when we serve are we honest in whatever that we are doing are we doing it wholeheartedly you know for the kingdom of God or we are just doing it for popularity or we are doing it to ukujabulisa abantu nokuthi saziwe
yeah absolutely siyeke nuganga give us a shout talk to us directly there yes give us a shout talk to us there directly 012-334-1322 let us hear what you say about this issue of honesty
matlafala moyeng ka go thieletsa lenana o la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iri ya robedi thapama theletsa baruti ka mihuta huta ge baruta lentjwe la modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelong ya gago theletsa Radio Pulpit mogo 657 AM go arega moyeng.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
Good evening, Brother Ray.
Thank you, ma'am.
Nabafundisi labo onabo e studio. About honesty, here is the word that I am bringing. Luke chapter 8, verse 15. It reads as follows. The seeds that fell in good soil stand for those who hear the message and retain it in a good and obedient heart, and they persist until they bear fruit. So, to be honest, ukuthi ngempela, when we hear the word of God, we should do what God wants us to do. We will bear good fruit, and we will be honest in everything that we say, honest in everything what we do. Ngani ngoba? The word of God, in a good and obedient heart. The book is found in Luke chapter 8, verse 15. And here is another word that I would like to bring. Le honesty. Lapagu Philippians 4. Philippians 4. I will start to read from verse 4. May you always be joyful in your union with the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Verse 5, show a gentle attitude towards everyone. The Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need. Always asking Him with a thankful heart. And God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Christ Jesus. So, uma unkulunkulu enathi liyasho lapha ku Philippians 4:7 ukuthi God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Christ Jesus. So when we are in union with Christ Jesus Christ, in union with Jesus Christ, always and all the time, we will be honest. You know, sometimes, Brother Ray, I have sent a word lap. I will repeat it again. This word is not the word. It's a introduction of a spokesperson of God. Is the book of Joel. Liyakhuluma lapha ngani? Little disaster strikes the southern kingdom of Judah without warning. An ominous black cloud descends upon the land. The dreaded locust, in a matter of hours, every living green thing has been stripped bare. Joel, God's spokesperson, during in the reign of Joash. Yes, there are people. Abangama spokesperson. KaNkulunkulu. Joel was a spokesperson of God. Let us seize this occasion to proclaim God's message Although the locust plague has been terrible judgment for a sin, God's future judgment during the day of the Lord will make that plague pale by comparison in that day. God will destroy his enemies but bring unparalleled blessing to those who faithfully obey him. So when we are honest, see faithful, God bring unparalleled blessing to those who faithfully obey him. The Hebrew name Yahweh means Yahweh is God. This name is appropriate to the theme of the book, which emphasizes God's sovereign work in history. The causes of nature and nations are in his hands. The Greek equivalent is jewel and the Latin is jewel. So I am bringing this word. Ukuthi ngempela, when we are honest, being the spokesperson, uma uba honest, know your place. Ukuthi ngempela, are you a spokesperson of God or are you a fake spokesperson sika uNkulunkulu? Ngani ngoba out there they are fake God's ama spokesperson, calling themselves prophets, calling themselves apostles, calling themselves, yet they are not. So here is the word that I am bringing about honesty. We should be honest about ourselves. I cannot say I'm a pastor, I'm a prophet, yet I am not. So that is honest. So that is dishonest. So uma u honest, you will know that you are God's spokesperson and you'll proclaim the message that God wants you to proclaim. Thank you very much. Good evening, Brother Ray, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Nyabonga, and to all the pastors that you are having. Thank you very much.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. We are talking about honesty as to what it is even all about. Sipho, let me bring this to you. When we talk about honesty, and this is something we need to look into. I'm looking at Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. Here's one thing here. We are not honest mostly when it comes to this. Because kukhona la singathandani khona Sipho.
It is so sad in front of the security. This is our uniform.
Ngisho umzalwane. Uyabona uSipho ukuthi wakhe umbhosho ngomuhle laphaya endlini yakhe, wafaka ifence yakhe enhle, umzalwane weza laphaya wathi bazathi kushayise umuntu odakiwe. Kanti umona. Dishonest.
Hey. May God help us in from this, and we need to be honest in ourselves.
Yeah.
As I've said earlier on, Guti, in those dark hours, dark corners where people they cannot see us, just to be there and talking the truth to yourself, then that's where honesty starts in. Because we try to be honest in front of people. But if that is why it's important. We should owe no one anything. Namanyamazi, kahle nalendaba ukuthi sibolekane imali esontweni andle ukuthi siyakhole zongibuyisela bese mase ngiyifuna ukuthi awu ngizothethelela and try to squeeze amaverse so that I can fit you in. Ubutsotsi lo. That is why we need to be honest. And honest isho la ukuthi we love each other, because when we love each other, we will be honest to each other, talking what is in our heart honestly. And it is said from the Suguti, we fail, most of us, in this thing. Suguti, we must fully love as Christ has loved us. One if I pay litena, madoda, tandanum, then jenga lokuba, inkulunkulu, nom uchesel, tandi libanda. We need to love, because love is God. And Proverbs 24, verse 26, uti, an honest answer is like a kiss on the lips.
Yeah.
That is why we need also to be honest in our answers. Into mangayas, awyas, mangayibona, awyibona. Nendo kunitwini solo komfundo kushinga amanye amazi. It will set you free. It will sanctify you because amanga siyawa call something.
Hey.
And once we cover our tracks, it shows the good. There is no honesty on that.
Yeah.
That is why we need to talk a truth to each other. Ngoba iBhayibheli lithena asingaba abalizwayizi kuphela kodwa sibe ngabalenzayo. That's honesty. Ingako First John chapter 3:18, dear children, let's not love with words or speech, but with action and truth.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you're saying.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
Let us listen to Dima. Dima, the servant of the Most High. Good to hear from you.
I'm Tate Muruti and the listeners at large. Dima, extension 12. That's my Emma Simonati. By my husband.
Ish, I'm really sorry.
But I'll really give a top try like Katabaya honesty. When you are dishonest, it clearly shows for you have not been really, really, really immersed with the Holy Spirit. Because every time you lie or you speak something that is not the truth, always you'll have that. This is about nyembeza.
Yeah.
It means letsola hauli fedi. And honesty, yeta ro upile uli free. How atso no kupola for kunje negirile. An honest person happily anale the plans za kukava pa the thing of lying. Because when you are dishonest, those are attributes of a person who's not yet born again. A person who's not filled with the Holy Spirit. One thing that I love about being honest at all times is you don't have to remember for yo, konje ke buile maka, kirileng kirileng. You live your life free of condemnation. Kione Emruti, I'm enjoying the show. May God bless.
Our heartfelt condolences to the lost Yanta Temuruti, and of course also may the Father be with you and guide you through. If you would allow me, I'd like to play a song for you, Dima, and this song just to comfort you. The very fact that you've just buried your husband now and you're calling in into the show, it means a lot to me, and may the Father bless you. Let me play this for you.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
You know, Dima, when Job was going through a lot and he was losing everyone in his life, these are the words he said. And I believe these are the most powerful words that one can say when they've lost the love of their lives, people who are very dear to them, spouses or children. And I hope you find the comfort of the Most High, the divine comforts of the Most High, in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Yes, may He see you through and through.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, here's another one. It's a WhatsApp. It says, good evening, pastors. I'm Jabulile Filiers. Christians should put away dishonesty from their lives. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25. This is from Jabulile Filiers. Thank you so much, Jabulile, for this. I really, really appreciate. May the Father see you through and bless you amazingly. Right, Frank says, good evening, pastors. Emma Tavern, siyakhohlisana. Kodwa emngcwabeni kuphuma amaqiniso wodwa. Ecclesiastes 7 says, it's better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance of the heart is made better. That is what he says there. And thank you so much. Thank you so much, Frank. Let me see others who have sent in WhatsApps there. All right, here's another one. It says, good evening, pastors. I am learning a lot. The word I am receiving as I am listening is that the church, or we as believers, are not honest in our Christian walk. We are not honest in our intentions. When we give, we are not honest in our intentions when we pray. Hence, we are frustrated. We are not even honest about who we are before men. We put on a face to seem one way or another, even before God, and forget he knows and sees all things. And we are all going to answer to it all. Stay blessed. This is Auntie Tints. Thank you so much, Auntie. We really appreciate. Thank you very much for the beautiful responses.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM. It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Right, and of course, Babu Bongane.
Sakubona mfundisi Ray. Ululame egameni lika Jesu Kristu oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu imbingeleleke kubafethu uJabulani ke noSipho nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit honest ukuthembeka ke kusho ukuthi ukwala ke ukuqamba amanga nokutshontsha nokuchitha nokuba ke ngumkhohlisi. To be honest is to be real, genuine, authentic, and bona fide. It's fairness and straightforward of conduct. Uhamba sikondile sithi twi.
Yeah, man.
Ukuthanda ke iqiniso nokukhululeka ke ngaphandle ke kokuba ngumlingisi. Ukuba ke ipretender. Sifunde encwadini ke kabase-Efesu ke sahluko 4 verse 25 ifundeka kanje, therefore putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Sifunda ku Colossians chapter 3 verse 9 leyo ke futhi ke indaba. Honesty is of utmost importance in human relations. Every social activity, every human experience requiring people to act in concert is impeded when people aren't honest with one another. Speaking the truth is a mark of healthy interaction. Sifundeke kule ncwadi ebeyisho ke mfethu ke izaga ke Proverbs chapter 12 verse 22. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight. Iku Revelation futhi ke lendaba 22 verse 15 no Psalms 15 verse 1 to 2. Lana ke uNkulunkulu uthuma ke umprofeti ke uJeremiah. Jeremiah 5 verse 1, go up and down the streets of Jerusalem, look around and consider, search through her squares. If you can find but one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive the city. Ngesizulu ke uthi yehla nenyuke ezitaladeni zeJerusalema nibone nazi nicinge ezigcawini uma ningafumana umuntu uma kukhona owenza ukwahlulela ofuna iqiniso bese ngithethelela ngempela ke uNkulunkulu udinga ke umuntu oneqiniso ke oyedwa thina ke ngokwemvelo asinalo ke iqiniso singabantu sizalelwe ke esonweni njengoba ke lisho ke ukuthi ke loyo othi akanasono ungumqambi manga umntwana akakho ke umuntu omfundisa ke ukuqamba manga ke nokutshontsha sifunde ke encwadini ke yamahubo 116 verse 11 it I said in my heart all men are liars usho ukuthi ngathi osizini lwami bonke abantu banamanga no one can be constantly honest without commitment to the truth. Those who follow Jesus, the truth, as he said, I am the way, the truth, and life. Those who follow him will speak the truth in love. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. Honest should always be accompanied by gentleness. An honest person is motivated by love. An honest person is concerned with telling the truth about God and fostering the spiritual growth of other people. Sithunyiwe ke uNkulunkulu ukuthi ke sishumayele ivangeli. Uma singakwenzi ke lokho usho ukuthi asithembakalanga, we are not honest. Singafunda ke kuMateyu 28 verse 19 to 20, Mark 16 verse 15. Command le masingayenzi ke le command kusho ukuthi ke asikho honest. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Ngempela ke kunjalo. Acts izenzo chapter 6 verse 3, therefore brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, who we may appoint over this business. Sise businessini ke kaNkulunkulu edinga ke abantu abathembekileyo, abantu ke abazokwenza ke umsebenzi ngokuzikhandla, abagcwaliswe ke ngomoya oyingcwele, okuwabantu abathembekileyo. Hayi ke ukubeka ke abantu ke ezikhundleni ngokuduma nokuthi ke banemali. Angibonge ke uNkulunkulu ke anibusise. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And Maria says, good afternoon. Wow. Wow. That song, really? That song, yeah. It's a beautiful song. I used to play that song some time ago. You know, and really, I've learned a lot in playing that song over and over again. But it's a song that is based on what Job was saying. I know my Redeemer lives. It's a beautiful one indeed there. We've come to the end of the show. Let me give a few seconds just to say goodbye to our guests. Let me start with Umfundisi Motha. Thank you so much, Mayahi. Blessings to you.
Mayahi, thank you so much, and blessings to you, to my brother, Mfundisi Jabulani, and Mfundisi Sipho. Sibonga kakhulu, kakhulu. It is better indeed to live an honest life, even if it leads to poverty, than to lead a dishonest life.
Absolutely.
Which leads to destruction.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sipho.
To God be the glory from this, and thank you for your love for the Christ and for the Messiah that you live for. Uksuwa njeisfele Jerusalem. You are showing us with dedication and loving and devotion to the work. May God be a richly blessing from this moment.
May you be blessed, Sipho. May you be blessed. Mbonile abantu abanomona, uNkulunkulu uzoba expose kakhulu lapho. Basha isifence endlu kaSipho enhle. Umona! bese bazalizala ababanye bathi no sikutshelile ukuthi khuluma namabhungana ukhulume next namabhungana next namabhungana amabhungana
never
yeah. Next week we are talking about pride. What is pride and what it is even all about? This is happening next week. Jabu, my friend, I love you, man.
I love you so much, my friend, and may God continue just to bless you and to prosper you and to, that you continue to flourish in these things. And thank you to Mfundisi Mota, Mfundisi Pabalele Bonke, and Tanda Kakuru, Mika Malgaya, Hushaha Mashiach.
Thank you very much. And of course, thank you for calling. Thank you for writing WhatsApps there. Thank you for listening. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you so much for the voice notes, for the calls. Thank you very much for listening even to the music. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There is none like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. We bless his holy name that by his son, Yahushua HaMashiach, we have come to know him even far much more better and his salvation. His salvation also and him filling us with his Ruach HaKodesh, his Holy Spirit. May he bless you abundantly. I love you so much. Take care of each other. Take care of the ministry in your life. Make your calling and election sure. Shalom.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.